Studio 360.
I am a big fan of counterfactual fiction, those what-if alternate history stories like Philip K. Dick's Man in the High Castle, the novel that has now been turned into a series on Amazon imagining what America would be like if we'd lost World War II. Bunny Berson is an artist from Missouri, and she has taken a more optimistic approach to the counterfactual. She took an event that she found very unfortunate and tried to reimagine it turning out better. Specifically, she conjures what it might have been like on election night a year ago if things had turned out the way she and everybody else figured they would. Studio 360's Skylar Swenson got the story from Berson.
Going to the Javits Center on election night, people were walking there excited. The buildings were lit red, white, and blue. Everybody was in a fantastic mood. It was a beautiful night.
And here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Decision Night in America.
Voters head to the polls to choose between the first woman president and a businessman running for his first elected office.
Clinton headquarters is the Jacob Javits Convention Center in New York City with its symbolic glass ceiling.
And we get there and see people we know, and the whole place was festooned with flags and banners, and I've never seen so many smiles.
For artist Bunny Berson, walking into the Javits Center on election night felt like approaching the finish line, victoriously. She and her husband worked on the Clinton campaign for months, making phone calls, going state to state, door to door. They both had roles in Bill Clinton's administration, and now here they were for Hillary, looking forward and up.
When you looked up at the Javits Center ceiling, the way it was lit, that blue, that royal blue, was so intense, and the lighting was so perfect. The ceiling is, you know, a broad piece of glass. There are all these little pieces of glass that make up the whole ceiling. I kept looking up, thinking that this was going to be something incredible, and it was going to be quite something when Hillary was elected president.
But the evening, of course, didn't go exactly as planned.
Borderline panic in Democrat world.
Still has that significant lead, well over 100,000 votes.
There's just not enough votes out there, I believe, for Hillary Clinton to recapture the lead.
All of a sudden, the announcers were saying Hillary's only path to the presidency is these states. And that was a shock, because we certainly never expected it even to be close.
CNN now projects that Donald Trump will carry the state of Wisconsin. He's cracked the so-called blue wall that Hillary Clinton...
I think there's some real jitters setting in Clinton headquarters right now.
We looked around and there were so many faces that looked distressed, including our own.
Hillary never appeared that night. Yet another disappointment. Everybody was sent home at 2 in the morning.
So everybody left. It was like a funeral dirge. And we left, and by the time we got to our hotel and turned on the television.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton.
So it was a sad, devastating, unbelievable rest of the night. Until the next day.
I know we have still not shattered that highest and hardest glass ceiling, but someday someone will, and hopefully sooner than we might think right now.
On the way home to St. Louis, Bunny got a call from her daughter,
who has a friend who's a journalist, and he knew of my prior work, and he said, you ought to tell your mom that they're packing up, unloading the air cannons and packing up the confetti. And I thought, I have no idea where they're taking it. I'd have no idea what I'm going to do with it, but I want it.
Bunny spent 2 weeks trying to track down the confetti. She called dozens of people who had worked on the campaign. Nobody seemed to know where it ended up.
Some people said it's been destroyed. Others said, I think it went to Connecticut, or I think it went to Washington.
And then finally, a fellow artist connected her to the Clinton campaign's director of production, who helped her find the company who made the confetti. Bunny contacted a few people there, and when she finally found the right guy,
he said, yes, I've got it. And I said, the actual confetti that had been loaded into the air cannons. I don't want any other confetti. He said, no, I've got that confetti. And I said, how much do you have? And he said, 200 pounds. And I said, I'd like to have it. And could he send it to me? And he said, sure.
Boxes and boxes of bags filled with confetti arrived at Bunny's doorstep.
You know, I could tell that it was the actual confetti because it wasn't pristine. You know, some of it was bent. The bags had masking tape on them.
It came with a letter verifying its authenticity.
Dear Bunny Burson, this letter is to confirm you have received the actual confetti that was loaded and ready to drop from the ceiling at the Javits Center on election night.
When Bunny opened the first box, she could tell this wasn't just any confetti.
It's plastic, it's not paper, and it's luminescent, it's pearlized, and it's much bigger than what I thought it would be.
In other words, it looked like glass. And Bunny suddenly understood two things. First, the way the confetti would have likely been used on election night. Clinton would have had some line in her victory speech about the glass ceiling being broken, and the confetti would have symbolized the shattering of the glass ceiling. And the second thing that came to Bunny was an inkling of how she would turn her disappointment into art.
When I saw what the confetti looked like, I had an idea of what I wanted to do. I wanted to feel, and I wanted the viewer to feel, what it would have been like to have been in the midst of all this confetti. And I thought about a giant snow globe in which I would be in the middle.
The Bruno David Gallery in St. Louis gave Bunny their front window where she could construct this giant snow globe. It was 5 feet tall by 5 feet wide and 3 feet deep. Generators and a fan blow the confetti around the space continuously, and lighting and a mirror were installed in the back so that when people walk up to the window, they'd see the reflection contained in the globe. And in the mirror, when you see yourself being showered by a glass ceiling that has just been broken, you can read the words of poet Maya Angelou, "And still I rise."
Confetti usually is a medium we associate with happy times and celebrations. And I'll be honest, a lot of people who came to see this installation, who are definitely on the same page I'm on, they said, oh, this is so sad. But for me, using it in the way that I'm using it, I feel like it still has that same resonance, that it's about the future and that we all need to be hopeful about the future and doing our part for the future.
Bunny's heard from people all over the country who have seen pictures of the installation but wish they could see it in person. So she decided to create 1,000 smaller snow globes using the same confetti and plans to send them to people. And it turns out that the person who wanted more than anyone to be showered by that confetti will soon be getting some.
We happened to see President Clinton at an event, and my husband showed him an image of the piece. And he said, has Hillary seen this? We didn't know whether she had or not, but he took a photograph home with him. And within the week, I got a letter from Hillary, and it was beautiful, thoughtful, and she felt that this was a wonderful way to use the unused confetti. And that she was glad that I had kept the flame alive. I'm sending her a snow globe.
That story was produced by Studio 360's Skylar Swenson. You can find out more about Bunny Burson's art and snow globe project on her website, bunnyburson.com.
You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise.